There is a principle, an idea, a concept, which has always appealed to me very greatly. This principle is the idea of the active trance. It has a lot of different interpretations, a lot of different ideas behind it. But it comes into play for those performing a specific physical task. You get better at it. You get more precise. Your goal and aim becomes clearer. In this case, the type of alert trance, which is a term I've heard used a lot, the type of alert trance we're going to be experimenting with, explicating to your brain, and using for our purposes, is one intended for physical motions, ranging from the athletic to the delicate. It's also been said that it has some correlation with overall positive meditation and thought, and since there's a lot of visualization in it, I believe that. So, you can keep your eyes open for this next one. That's completely all right. Whereas you may, at times, associate an induction with relaxation, you can link this one to a visualization of action, to thinking in your mind of how you would do a particular thing. No imagination required, because you can keep your eyes open, you can stare straight ahead, but you may move your body, miming out or mapping out in your head some of the motions of the suggestions, some of the motions of the visualization we will embark on together. And since you're allowed to really move your body, you can do this particular induction almost anywhere. Excitement and exhilaration, positivity, the relaxed mind, rather than caring too much about the relaxed body. It is rare that I'll tell someone that a trance or an induction is completely cohesive with doing something simple, but as long as the activity is simple and safe, you can go ahead and listen to this one, relax for this one, even while you're doing some other small task, especially if the follow-up file is an active thing related to that. So let's try to achieve alert trance. Possible side effects do include exhilaration or energy or a dedicated focus. Make sure you've got one clear task in mind. Of course, if what follows is a file of mine with one clear suggestion, or if anybody's with one clear trigger or command, this will work well with that. The alteration of body, here we come closest to the knowledge that a hypnotic trance is actually a very focused, concentrated state. In the public consciousness, it's convenient for us to say that you are sleeping or growing drowsy, but actually what you're doing is getting rid of the unnecessary things, streamlining. The performance of activities while in an alert trance is expected. Something athletic or musical or being in the zone for a game. Whatever it is, this is that state. But induced through focus, acknowledgement, visualization, and yes, possibly muscle movement. If there's something you should be touching as you continue, an object, a tool, even just clasping your hands, depending on what you're going to do, you may have it in hand, and that's all right. Now, of course, you still shouldn't really go anywhere or do anything else for a little while. Plan to be in one location, because you're going to be very good at the thing you're focusing on, and everything else is going to fall by the wayside for a little while. So visualize for a time, as I ask you to, and follow along. There will be small tasks I'll ask you to perform. These are visualizations. You will be allowed ample time. Throughout the procedure, I want you to do something which is unusual. Try to maintain alertness. You want to be sitting with your posture as good as you can get it. You want to keep your eyes open throughout, because your awareness will be spread. Again, there are no complex visualizations throughout, just simple exercises. So, as you listen to my voice, allow yourself to feel as you feel. I'm going to walk you through. First, I want you to summon a feeling. You're waiting. The feeling you feel when you are waiting for someone. And this is someone you want to see. And so your feelings are pleasurable. You're looking forward to seeing someone. And yet, there is, of course, anxiety because you are waiting and waiting for the right person to arrive, for the person you're waiting on. It feels quite pleasant. Relax. Feel it. How you would like for the moment to arrive, when the desired pleasant sensation will come to fruition. You can experience quite intense sensations while you're remaining alert and thinking of pleasant, trepidatious waiting. Hearing my words and just summoning to your mind that feeling as you visualize what you're going to do. You imagine that pleasant, but still trepidatious, still waiting state. Next, think of the feeling while still keeping that first feeling in mind you might have if you had a brisk, steady walk. Going for a walk, the feeling of vitality, of pleasant endorphin flowing, the feeling of going out and exploring in that way. Where your body feels present in the world. You know what the next step is and the step after. That feeling of having that brisk, pleasant stroll. And then, as your eyes are still open, fixate them on a point across from you that you can see while barely moving your head. This is active trance, so you're allowed to look around a little, but you may already notice the pleasant sharpening of vision. Everything's a little clearer. And so, with the intensity of that pleasant anticipation in mind, thoughts of a brisk stroll, look straight ahead, and whatever point you choose, lock your vision to it. Imagine what is just beyond the edges of your vision. So start at the center of where you're looking. Spread your awareness out in a circle, slowly. You can clearly see around where you fixed your gaze, a circle expanding and extending outward, outward, outward. Your body gets more comfortable, but also gets more focused. Your breathing stays normal, maybe a little quicker. Your vision expands outward, outward, until you can see, or think you can see, or imagine you can see, just beyond your field of awareness, just beyond your vision expanding, locking in. The motions you might take become more obvious. Now, if you were able to zoom upward, to look down topographically at where you are, down from above, you would see perhaps the place you are viewed from far above. And then there would be an edge to how far out you could see while just looking down. But if that expanded, an aerial perspective expanding, 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 your vision, so you can see yourself right where you are, but aerial, so there may be buildings or clouds just looking down, but the way you would look at a map, it's calm, it's safe, but it's exciting, it's the expanding of horizons. So, with that done, your dominant hand, if you are ambidextrous, simply choose. Take it and shift it up. Just raise it a little. You're in an active trance. It might be out in front of you. It might be anywhere. Up. Raising it up and lowering it down. Slow. Just a movement. You choose the range and define it. But if there's a movement relevant to your actions, a way you would shift your hand in what is going to happen, raise and lower. Down, up, down, up, down. Continue to raise and lower that hand. It can be a slow up, and down, whatever feels right, but eventually you'll find a rhythm. It will even feel automatic. And as you raise it up and down, your legs can stretch, your muscles can stretch, your whole body up and down that one arm, up and down. You're breathing a little quicker, your heart rate comfortably, powerfully enhanced a tiny bit, up and down, up and down. Remember, alertness, open eyes, arm up, arm down, arm up, arm down. It feels quite pleasant up and down. The more it happens, the longer up and down, the more enhanced and amped you get. Up and down, thinking of that pleasant anticipation you want, to know what it feels like to up and down, use this active trance, to use it for whatever follows. The raising up and down of your arm is quite automatic, but your body has a resting point at which it is ready for what is to come, a state of active comprehension and desire for the open, aware state in which hypnotic suggestions may be active freely, in which you may, in a more streamlined way, up and down, meditate and focus and notice the way you feel when the active trance helps you to be more in the moment, more in the activity before you, and while you carry it out up and down, when you achieve the right state, your arm can stop and resume its normal motions. You feel pleasant, enhanced, focused, all of the focus of trance, but your body is free to move. Your mind is right where you would normally put it while going to a deep, soothing trance. In this case, it is activity instead, the breathing, the heart rate, the slow, climbing, intense feeling of pleasant ability. That's what it is to be alert, active, focused, streamlined, see yourself carrying out the tasks before you in each way that might be described, or each way you knew of before you began. Carry it out, and everything you go to do will be smooth, streamlined, pumping and moving rhythmically through your motions, steady, definite, assured, confident, careful, active, focused. This is your state, and it is quite good for you, pleasant to return to, and useful to explore in conjunction with any goal you may have before you today.